Chapter 8, Common Sense and Blind Faith. When I started teaching this philosophy, one of my challenges was to share the wisdom of my tradition without the superstition. I wanted to take away the nonsense and keep the common sense. When it comes to common sense, there's no difference between the Toltec tradition, the Christian tradition, the Buddhist tradition, or any other tradition. The difference is in the story. Each philosophy has tried to explain with symbols something that is so difficult to say with words. The masters witnessed the truth and created a story, depending on what they believed. The story became mythology, and the people who were not masters created all of the superstition and lies. That is why I don't believe in following gurus or idolizing heroes. We are our own gurus, our own heroes. What I'm sharing with you is the way I live my life, but I'm not telling you how to live your life. It's not my business. It's yours. But seeing the way that I dream can give you an idea of what you can do with your dream. In one moment, you can return to your common sense, to your own integrity. You can have clarity again and see what others cannot see. You can live with awareness and recover a wonderful power that humans gave up long ago, faith. Faith is a force that comes from our integrity. It's the expression of what we really are. Faith is the power of our creation, because we use faith to create and transform our life story. Different traditions have called this power by different names. The Toltec call it intent, but I prefer to call it faith. Let's see if we can understand why faith is so important. When we talk about faith, we're also talking about the power of the word. The word is pure magic. It is a power that comes directly from God, and faith is the force that directs this power. Everything in our virtual reality is created with the word, because we use the word for the creation of our story. Humans have the most wonderful imagination. Beginning with the word, we form a language. With a language, we try to make sense out of everything we experience. First, we agree about the sound and meaning of each word. Then, just by remembering the sound of the words, we can communicate with other dreamers about our virtual reality. We give names to everything we perceive. We choose words as symbols, and these symbols have the power to reproduce a dream in our head. For example, just hearing the word horse can reproduce an entire image in our mind. That's how a symbol works. But it can even be more powerful than that. Just by saying two words, the Godfather, a whole movie can appear in our mind. The word as a symbol has the magic and power of creation because it can reproduce an image, a concept, or an entire situation in our imagination. Faith is so important because it's the force that gives life to every concept we store in our mind. Faith holds all of these symbols together and gives sense and direction to the entire dream. Remember, we invest our faith by making an agreement. When we agree with a concept, we accept it without any doubt, and the concept becomes a part of us. If we don't agree with the concept, our faith is not there, and we don't keep it in our memory. If you can imagine that every belief, every concept, every opinion is like a brick, then our faith is the mortar that holds the bricks together. The way we start putting these bricks together is by using our attention. With our attention, we have the power to discriminate and focus on what we want to perceive. The attention is also the part of our mind that we use to transfer information from person to person. By hooking someone's attention, we create a channel of communication. And through that channel, we can send and receive information. This is how we teach, and this is how we learn. As I've said, our parents hook our attention and teach us the meaning of words. We agree, and through language we start to build the edifice of knowledge. Together, all of our beliefs form a structure that tells us what we believe we are. The Toltec call this the human form. The human form is not the form of our physical body. The human form is everything we believe about being a human. It's the structure of our whole story, our personal tree of knowledge. This structure is almost as solid as our physical body because our faith makes it rigid. You call yourself a human, and that is what makes you a human. Your faith is invested in your story, mostly in the main character of your story, and that's the main problem. The most powerful part of you, your faith, is invested in the liar who lives in your head. Through your faith, you give life to all of those lies. The result is the way you live your life in the present moment, because you believe in what you believe you are without any doubt. The rest is just action-reaction. Every habit is a setup for you to perform the role of your main character. The storyteller has power over you because you have faith in the story it tells you. Once you support the story with your faith, it doesn't matter whether the story is the truth. You believe it. Thy will be done. That is why Jesus said that if you have just a little faith, you can move mountains. But why do we feel that we hardly have faith? Well, our faith is strong and powerful, but our faith is invested in all of the knowledge in our head. It's trapped in the structure of the tree of knowledge. Our faith is not in the voice of our story, and it's not in our reasoning mind. Just because we say, "I will succeed," doesn't mean that our faith follows those words. No, there may be another belief that is stronger and deeper, and it's telling us, "You will not succeed." And that is what happens. It doesn't matter what we do, we fail. That is why you cannot change yourself just by wishing to change. No, you need to really challenge what you believe you are, especially the beliefs that limit the expression of your life. You need to challenge every belief that you use to judge yourself, to reject yourself, to make yourself little. I remember one of my apprentices asking, "Why is it so difficult to change my beliefs?" And I told him, "Well, you understand that what you believe you are is not the truth. It's a story. You understand that very well, but you don't believe it. And that is what makes the difference. If you really believe it, if your faith is there, then you change." So yes, it is possible to change what we believe, to recreate the dream of our life, but first we need to free our faith. And the way to do that is through the truth. The truth is our sword. It's the only weapon we have against the lies. Only the truth can free the faith that's trapped in the structure of our lies. But with our faith invested in the lies, we no longer see the truth. The lies blind our faith, the power of our creation. Blind faith is a powerful concept. When our faith is blind, we no longer follow the truth. That is what happened when we ate the fruit of the tree of knowledge. We believed the lies, our faith was blinded, and we followed an illusion that was not true. God told us, "You may die." And our faith in lies is death because we lose our power of creation, which is our connection with life or God. We fall into the illusion that we're separate from life, and this leads to self-destruction and death. Real faith, or free faith, is what you're feeling in this moment. This moment is real. You have faith in life, faith in yourself, faith for no reason. This is the power of your creation in the moment. From this point of power, you can create whatever you want to create in any direction. Blind faith is faith without awareness. But when your faith has awareness, that's a different story. Then you never use the power of your faith against yourself, which means you are impeccable with your word. When you're impeccable with your word, your entire life improves in every direction. Why? Because your word goes directly to the main character of your story, where most of your faith is invested. To be impeccable with your word means that you never use the word against yourself in the creation of your story. The way to change what you believe about yourself is to take your faith out of the lies. This is the key to changing your story. This is your dream quest, and nobody can do it but you. You have to face your own story. And what you'll face, of course, is the main character. Begin by looking at the main character as if it is somebody else, not you. Your life story is like a book about you. Detach from the story and become aware of your own creation. Review the story of your life since you were a child, all of the growth you've experienced, all of your relationships. Simply take an inventory and perceive the images without any judgment if you can do that. Face your life story with your love, and you'll experience the most incredible dream quest. The challenge is to recover the power of your faith and no longer be blinded by lies. But if you want to face the tyrant that you've created, you need to have faith. And the problem is that the faith you've invested in your creation is 1,000 times stronger than the faith you now have left. So where are you going to find the faith to face your own creation if your creation is eating every ounce of your faith? Well, if you cannot find faith within you, there's a lot of faith outside of you. The point is to learn how to gather all of the faith that you need to free yourself from the structure of your lies. That is why humans perform rituals, to gather more faith. When you go to any church and you pray or sing or chant, you're gathering power and faith from these rituals. Your attention is focused on the ritual, and this opens a channel to your faith. Your faith follows the ritual, and with your attention hooked into that channel, it is possible to recover your faith. Ritual can help us to gather faith from nature and to build faith with one another as a human community. When people gather together, when they love, they experience tremendous faith. This is what you're doing every time you go to church, any time you pray. When you pray and perform rituals, you gather faith that is not really your own faith, but it is faith that you can use to recover your own. Both prayer and ritual offer an intense action to stop the voice of knowledge from abusing the emotional body. When you pray, you commune with the divine spirit. Prayer creates a bridge that goes from the real you into the divine spirit, pushing aside the main character of your story. This is the key, because the main character of your story is the only thing between you and the divine spirit. Prayer and ritual help to stop the judgments and all the voices talking in your head that tell you why something isn't possible. And if you believe 100% in what you want to accomplish with a prayer or ritual, you multiply your intent. All of the religions, with all of their different rituals, are wonderful because they provide a way for you to gather the power to break at least some of the self-limiting agreements you've made. Every time you break an agreement, the faith invested in that agreement comes back to you, and you recover a little more of your faith. When you restore your faith in the truth and you take it out of the lies, the result is that you become authentic. Your emotional body becomes the way it was when you were a child, and you return to your own common sense. I cannot say that I invented this or that I've discovered something new. Everything I'm sharing with you has been in this world for thousands of years, not only in Mexico, but in Egypt, India, Greece, Rome. Common sense exists in all of us, but we cannot see it with our attention focused on the lies we believe. Lies make everything complicated, when the truth is very simple. I think now is the time to return to the truth, to common sense, to the simplicity of life itself. Now we know that the lies are so powerful that they blind us. Well, the truth is so powerful that when we finally return to the truth, our entire reality changes. Truth brings us back to paradise, where we experience a strong communion of love with God, with life, with all of creation. When you release your faith from all the lies, you free your will. And when your will is free, you can finally make a choice. The voice in your head gives you the illusion that you can make a choice, that you have free will. Well, do you really believe that it's your choice to hurt yourself, to abuse yourself? How can you say that you have free will when you choose to hurt the people you love, when you judge your partner or your children and make them miserable with your judgment? I think it's obvious that our will is not free. Just imagine if you really have the power to make your own choices. Do you really choose to sabotage your own happiness or your own love? Do you choose to judge yourself, to blame yourself, to live your life in shame and in guilt? Do you choose to believe that you are not beautiful, that you don't deserve to be happy because you're not worth it? If you have free will, you choose the opposite. You choose happiness and love, peace and harmony. You choose to play, to enjoy life. You no longer choose drama. If in the present moment you're choosing drama, it's because you have no choice. It's a habit. It's because you were programmed to be that way and you don't even know that you have the power to make a different choice. Something else in your head is making the choice, and it's the voice of the liar. When you put your faith in truth instead of in lies, your will is free. Your choices come from your integrity, not from the program in your head. Now you believe whatever you want to believe. And when you have the power to believe whatever you want, something very interesting happens. What you want is to love. You don't want anything else but love, because you know that what is not love is not the truth. Why would we consciously decide to have a fight with the people we love the most? It's not that we want a fight. When we're children and we gather with other children, it's because we want to play. We want to have fun and enjoy life. When we grow up and enter into a relationship, mainly a romantic relationship, is it because we want to create emotional pain and drama? No, common sense tells us that we want to play together. We want to have fun exploring life together. But the prince of lies, who controls the voice of knowledge, represses our common sense. Common sense is wisdom, and wisdom is different from knowledge. You're wise when you no longer act against yourself. You're wise when you live in harmony with yourself, with your own kind, with all of creation. Right now you have a choice. What are you going to do with this information? What happens if you don't believe in lies? Take a moment to put your attention on your feelings, to feel all of the possibilities for your life if your faith is no longer blind. If you recover your faith from lies, your suffering is over. Your judgments are over. You no longer live with guilt, shame, anger, or jealousy. You no longer have the need to be good enough for anybody, including yourself. You accept what you are, even if you don't know what you are. And that is wisdom. Just imagine that you recover the power to make your own choices because you no longer believe the storyteller. You enjoy your life with plenitude, with inner peace, with love. Imagine how you treat your partner and your children if you no longer believe in lies. Just imagine the change in the whole of humanity out of something so simple, not believing in lies.